There is a Houston rapper who has taken a more hands-on approach to helping his fellow Harvey victims. Trey the Truth joined the growing list of volunteer rescuers after he was rescued from his own home. One of the many reasons he's been honored by his hometown for a decade now. There's actually a Trey Day in Houston on July 22nd for his humanitarian work for this great Texas city. So Trey the Truth is with me now from the convention center. And Trey...
So we're down on my knees, I make a call to God like he the last one left. It's kind of hard to get through it. I'm somewhere yelling for help. It's like the whole world deaf. And though I'm trying to see through it, I'm feeling life is invisible. Ain't no point of even trying. They say it could have been worse. It probably never get better. Watching the blind lead blind. You never know your position until they got used. Yeah, I know it ain't
right. Right now, you're listening to track one of Hometown Hero. That is none other than the Houston legend, the H-Town legend, hip-hop legend, the man Trey the Truth, man, stopping by Shopedia. What's good, guy?
I'm blessed. We're roaming through the shot right now.
Man, how long you been in town?
I got here last night, right when it was snowing.
He got his fur. He's prepared this time. Right. Last week, you were where? New York, right?
Yeah, I wasn't prepared. I was in a t-shirt.
Yeah. Nah, all bad, man. But this record, man, this record right here, this the one that hit me. I listened to the whole album, but right from the gate, track one, this one hit me because we did a lot of reporting on what happened in Houston with the hurricane and all that. And before that even hit, you had been doing community work in Houston, yeah. Doing a lot of things for the community. First, talk about Trey Day and then go into, then we'll get all into the craziness of what happened in the aftermath of the hurricane.
Trey Day, I mean, as far as the community, man, I've been going over at least close to coming up on 2 decades worth of community work and just being a big homie as always. Trey Day, this will be my 11th year. You know, it's July 22nd. It gets bigger and better every year. You know, I'm blessed to continue that. I think this year is probably going to be a lot more bigger just from the impact of how many people's lives I've touched other than just the lower class community, because now you have elders, you have so many people out and help throughout the city to where it's going to be a lot of people to come out and celebrate, man.
I think that's what struck me on the record too, because in between the verses you got, you know, testimonials from people you've helped, and they don't sound like just people from my community.
Those are genuine people. Those weren't. They didn't come get on the song. Those were pulled from
news clips.
Yeah, news clips. Actually, the one of them passed away. That's on the song too. You know,
like
it's, yeah, it's everything in there is authentic, man. And
absolutely,
I felt like that set the tone for the project, because on the outside looking in, you have no idea what's really going on. And even with the people who they so much as put on the forefront, like they really know what's going on with the city, they don't even know what's really going on. So yeah, people like myself, my partner Mr. Rogers, the relief gang, people like us who are in the trenches every day to actually shed light on it. So that's why that song was important to start it off with.
Yeah, shed some light. So what happened the minute those hurricanes hit, and how long did it take for them to try to start to rebuild the city?
Man, damn, if you consider
not even close.
Yeah, it's going to be at least 5-10 years easy, man. Easily.
Just like what happened with New Orleans.
Yep, definitely that. A flood is different because you only see the outside of the house. You can't really see what's inside. And if you're not going through the trenches to go in there to assess the homes to see what damage or who needs help, then you just think everything normal. You're going to keep driving down the street like ain't nothing going on.
Mm-hmm.
So
now,
do
you see a whole lot of regentrification happening? Are they pushing a lot of African Americans?
Definitely. They were doing that anyway before the hurricane. But what happens is now, so many of the lower class areas were already going through it, but then the hurricane, or shall I say the flood, made it that much more worse. So now they put people in situations like, hey, we know you was already doing bad, now you're doing way worse and you can't afford stuff. So there'd be people in homes that may cost like $120, $130. Hey, we offer you $30,000 for your home real fast.
Mm.
People may take it and try to start over, you know what I'm saying? And then it's, they clear out a whole neighborhood at that point, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's definitely that.
Mm.
So how do you battle that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's because I mean it's only so much one man like you can do. Yeah, you know, definitely. You can't buy everybody home for what it's really worth. So
yeah,
like,
because we didn't. Me and my partner, like, the only way we kept afloat with a lot of stuff was our personal money and money from a lot of my homies that's in the entertainment side that stood up with me. As far as the money that was really raised throughout the city, we didn't get any of that. We didn't get any grants, any funds to continue. So we did the most with the least, you know, but we made it work.
Okay, so Beyonce, she came through big time.
Definitely, always. I plan on them partnering for Trey Day. You know, Be Good, definitely. They support everything we got going on, man. And, you know, even though B is a lot silent behind the scenes, she do a lot in the city, man. Mm-hmm. So every chance I get, I always try and shed light, you know, and show love.
I love analyzing the way different people move too, because I understand the value of moving in silence sometimes, but I also see the value in letting people know what you're doing, because I don't think we make it cool enough in hip hop to get back.
I didn't
sometimes.
Like with us, we didn't do it to let people know what we were doing. We did it because we would have people that pose the question like you asked, hey, is it already starting to be on track? If right. you see what we doing every day and you see what we see, then you'll get like, okay, I didn't know it was that bad. We need to try and figure out some more stuff we can do to help. Exactly. So we just used our platform, our social media platform and stuff like that to spread awareness, you know what I'm saying? And not only spread awareness, it inspires, it plants seeds for others who just watching what we doing to where they can figure out, hey, well, maybe I can do this same thing or try and help or try and do something. Or they may see something we may post and they may be in that area where they can assist somebody that we may have helped and may have to go to another spot, but then they can keep it going from where we left off. So it's very important. Now if they on there with, oh, look at me, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, y'all need to, ain't nobody doing it like me. Like, we ain't doing it for
that's
that, man. We just getting
about.
Out here. We,
right.
we moving on impulse. We just getting the work done.
That's what I love. That's what I, and you can tell it's genuine. And that's what I mean. Like, the value of using that platform is elevating that.
I'm a little curious to know about Trey growing up.
Yeah,
you know,
probably.
how did you become this guy? You know, this upstanding guy that's helping other people. What brought you to this point? What was your journey?
I think life, man. I've been through a lot, you know. Brother doing life sentences, another brother murdered. Two sisters murdered, you know, my son born disabled, which we started a foundation for him, Unique and Gifted. I think just life itself, you know, you learn to appreciate life a lot more when you go through a lot more things and it mature you a lot faster. So just coming up knowing that I didn't have many people who do the exact same thing that I do coming back to reach out for us, I just always said I knew I didn't like that feeling. I always feeling like you was alone. So I said, if I ever got the opportunity, I'll make sure a lot of people don't have to experience that. And I do my best to keep my word with that. That's why, if you go through Houston, I'm pretty sure it'd be people tell you stories. People I don't even remember helping, they can tell you stories. So
that's what it's about.
That's
you don't remember doing something for somebody, I'm telling you, then you're definitely doing it from the heart.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. They found pictures. The very first hurricane when the National Guard came out there was Hurricane Ike. And then them pictures, it was me and the National Guard. I'm the only person out there with them.
Mm.
And then you bring it back, fast forward to this time, I'm the same one on the front lines.
Same one.
Mm. Yeah.
That's 100,
10
man.
10 toes down.
Yo, so I want to pivot just a little bit, man. I was listening to the song I'll Be Fine, and the first thing I heard when I listened to the track, I'm thinking about that Houston sound, that Screw sound, you know, that's what the record sounds like. But then you start talking about DJ Screw. I didn't even know that was about to be the topic of the record. What was your relationship like with DJ Screw?
Yeah, Screw, that's like one of my brothers, man. That was the first person, you know, before I ever had the opportunity of being on the radio or anything of that sort. That's what kept us floating in the streets. And at times we would give up or want to give up, he would be the one to motivate us and kick us back in there. You know, I'm one of the youngest ones I screwed up quick. So, you know, I rip him heavily. You know, at the end of the day, where I'm from, you know, forget where you come from or who was there to assist. And, you know, he tatted on me everything. I mean, it's just my brother. It's a lot of them that we lost. So, yeah, on that song, I spoke to a lot of them, not just Screw. I spoke to Big Hawk, Fat Pat, Mafio, 3-2 Grace, and then the last verse about one of my brothers who was murdered. So it's just, you know.
What is it? What did it mean for Houston when we lost somebody like Screw, man? He's one of the foundations of hip hop. I mean, I think people are influenced by him that don't even know that they influenced by him. Like, if you're influenced by Drake, you're influenced by Screw.
Yeah, definitely. If you're influenced by any of that slow, wavy music or the samples, that's
all DJ Screw.
You know, that's our culture. That's our way of life. But definitely, it hit hard. I mean, we lost so many. Like, Houston took blow after blow after blow after blow all the way down to Pimp C. So it's just, you know, it's definitely heartbreaking. But at the end of the day, you got people like myself and others that's going to ride it and make sure that name stay respected and stay alive. So that's why we do what we do.
That's what's up. That track hit for me because I was listening to the record with Boosie, and he mentioned Fredo Santana, who, you know, died of kidney failure too, off the same thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, Fredo from right here in Chicago, and got a lot of friends and friends were cool with him and Chief Keef and that whole movement. Rest in peace to Fredo. But just seeing what Lean has done to it, you know what I mean, seeing what Lean has done to a lot of people in hip hop culture, I mean, how do you kind of reconcile, I don't know, how do we reconcile losing so many people to that, to a piece that's been such a big fixture in hip hop culture in a way, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm solid. So with that being said, it's like, I understand the ways of the streets. I understand the life, because this is where we come from. So I'm not going to get on here on this interview with you and go to saying what a person should or shouldn't do. I just think at the end of the day, you know, sometimes we just have to be aware of what's going on, whether that may be our surroundings, whether it may be what's happening to our body or health, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes a lot of people fail to realize when things happen to others or even yourself, it still affects so many, you know, whether it may be your kids or anybody else. So we just have to be mindful of a lot of things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't want to just put as if that's the only reason stuff happening. You got gun violence, you got pills, you got all, man, it's so much stuff out there, man.
And people dealing with trauma from that. Sometimes, like, losing almost all your friends, you know, you self-medicate. And
yeah,
I think that, you know.
See, I never smoked a drink, and people never understood why. And that's the reason why. Like, a lot of people where I'm from, they do that to ease their mind away from the stress. But I'm the type of person, I go head up with everything, meaning however I'm feeling at the time, I'm going to deal with it then, because it can't really get no worse than that.
Right.
So once I weave that, everything else is going to be smooth sailing for me.
So do you meditate? What are some of the things that you may do to...
What you got over there, Hometown Hero. That's
okay.
My only way of venting. I
in
go
the
in there and I just, yeah, whenever I go talk. I wouldn't call it talking to myself, you know. I just talk amongst myself, but I allow the rest of the world in, you know. So, yeah.
How do you keep your passion for the music? And a lot of people who have been in the game just as long as you, who either fizzled out, couldn't keep up with the new wave, the new sound, but the music still sounds authentic, Trader Truth,
I think,
but still current.
I just answered the question for you right before you asked.
right.
Because it's a form of me venting. I'm not doing music to keep in and fit in with the times. I go through stuff on the regular, so I just go through the event, and at times I just release it to the world. Sometimes I keep it amongst myself, sometimes I let it out. So I think with that, everything there is genuine and authentic, so it can never fade. That's timeless music, because people go through these type of things. So again, I'm not trying to fit in and make these type records or those type records and do what's hot. I just go in there, and that's just me doing it. Regardless, if I do it for my own, like in my phone, I got over 2,000 unreleased records. That's just my personal soothing. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. We need them. I need them.
You know, whenever I feel the time, I just, you know, I put stuff out here and there. Yeah.
So in 2008, Trey Day, the mayor of Houston, acknowledged July 22nd of 2008 as Trey Day.
Mm-hmm.
So, how did this come about? Like, I mean,
just
you know,
from,
is
it? Just from being me, man. Before the day came, I was known for doing what I do. And they were watching, and they actually came and they reached out. I was at an event with my family, No More Victims, which are children of incarcerated parents. A lot of kids who've been left in shelters, parents murdered or in jail on drugs, you know. a real supporter. And they actually came to one of the events we were doing for their graduation. And they asked me how I felt about having a day. At that time, nobody even knew about holidays like that, you know, like...
You said they didn't know about holidays like that.
Yeah, nothing.
Really?
Who would think any street cat from the city of Houston or a rapper, they'd be talking about giving you a holiday?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
why when I got it, I was the first rapper to
so
have
it. So Luda Day came, like, you know, of course, that's in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So that followed yours then?
I'm not sure when Luda Day is. You
okay.
know, I can only really speak
just
for
Houston,
Houston,
period. Okay,
you know what
got
I'm saying?
You.
And Luda, my brother, you know, uh-huh. I salute him. He do a lot of great things, too. I think as far as Houston, that's what it was. And at the time when they brought it to me, you know, you still not really registered. I'm like, yeah, all
right. Right.
Y'all just holler at me when you're ready. And sure enough, that week they called.
Educate me on what happens on Trade Day.
So Trade Day, it was supposed to be where the city of Houston celebrates me all around.
Mm-hmm.
I switched it. I like to break the rules. I made it to where I made it a day for the city to celebrate for themselves, meaning I go get all the kids, they school supplies, backpack, immunization, carnival rides, bring snow to the hood. We don't see snow in Houston.
Wait a minute. How you bring snow
camels.
To the hood?
Trust me. When you're dealing with Trey, it's possible.
Love it.
You know, camels. And I fly in all kind of entertainers, whether it be rappers, singers, movie stars, athletes, comedians, and stuff and people that these kids only can see on TV and YouTube, stuff that they never imagine getting close to. And I bring them and I sit them right in front of them. So, you know,
can you bring
we
it
give
here
away scholarships.
Can we make
everything.
This national?
You know, a lot of people always ask me that, man. But, you know, y'all got another me here. You got Chance the Rapper. He do
we
a
do.
Lot of amazing, amazing things, man. That's my brother, too.
Shout out, Chano.
And definitely, you know, definitely I want to, it's always good, man, to connect because, you know, definitely me and him, we've always been supportive of each other, but I'm actually trying to bring him to Trade Day so he can see how I move out here as well as when he have his event. I try and come out here, you know what I'm saying? I think that's very important for
unite.
A lot of people to unite in different ways because it may be something that I may be missing there. Or something here that may inspire me as well. There may be something there that may inspire others. So, doing that.
Man, that's awesome. I'm sorry. I have to mention, I have to bring this up, but I saw the video of you removing this bullet from your arm.
Mm-hmm.
How many years passed until, what was that?
Five.
5 years. So, it sat here in your arm.
I healed. When I got shot, I healed myself. The hospital didn't heal me. I went
was
home.
Was that, that's by choice?
When I got shot, it was probably at least 100 cats outside the hospital. They never seen that many people there, but they were there for me.
Mm-hmm.
So they shut the hospital down. The people were spooked. They don't really know what's going on.
Mm.
So they like, man, he got to go. So rather than them trying to heal me or anything.
They denied you medical attention because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's so crazy. I remember clearly. Walk right up out of it.
What?
Yep.
And so you left it in your arm. And so what made you decide this day that you're going to push this bullet?
Didn't.
You didn't.
No, I don't know if you know, our body rejects stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
it's foreign.
A lot of it pushes them out on their own. So it pushed itself to where it broke my skin. I just assisted.
It's like
it was coming
birth.
Out on his own.
Wow.
Nah, we ain't gonna say that.
Speaking of giving birth, you got a baby girl on the way.
Yeah. You know, I had a very interesting day yesterday because, you know, I announced my baby name a while back.
And I know what you. I know where you're going with
now,
this.
Yeah, but it's even more crazy. Not only from the first name, my last name Thompson too.
Oh man, the Kardashians it took it, huh?
I wouldn't. You know.
I know. I'm no.
I guess
know,
great minds think alike. But yeah, their baby name is
Truth Thompson.
Mine is Truth Thompson.
It ain't the same day though, is it, man? Come on, when is the baby due?
Nah. My baby actually supposed to be here around Trey Day.
Oh, oh man.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
I already told people if I don't make Trade Day, they know why.
Right.
Okay. But it's still going to be a celebration. Though.
It's never going to stop, man. You got to understand that holiday is. And matter of fact, let me note this. I have two holidays now and the key to the city. So it's, we
wait
just
minute,
all around
two holidays. So two. What's the second holiday?
Houston Harvey Hero Day with me, myself, Mr. Rogers, and a few others. It was five of us total. We had something called Heroes of the Storm, and they ended up giving us our own day too.
Now, is that what led you to throwing out the first pitch at the baseball game?
See, a lot of things people don't realize, before this hurricane hit, all this stuff was already set in motion just for me being right. Me. I got the key to my city at Trade. That was way before the hurricane came. But of course, after the hurricane prevented me from having my ceremony. So now when people be like, oh, he got the key to the city, oh, he got it from all the stuff he did from Harvey, like, y'all just learning about what Trey do. Trey been doing this for close to two decades now.
You know what and what's major, you do it without any, I mean, just off relationships that you personally have with your celebrity friends, like without much backing, it seems like. I mean, from what I know.
I spend a lot of money.
Yeah, perfect. Personal backing,
I don't have
right?
to spend the money on the entertainment wise, but I spend a lot of money just for all the stuff that I do. Like even the place where I hold Trey Day alone, that's $20,000 every time.
And the reason I say that is because I was watching a Breakfast Club interview, and I never knew this story. I heard you guys talk about being banned from radio, and I'm like,
yeah, it'll be 9 years worldwide.
What happened?
Shooting happened at one of my events after the event was over. You know, when let's say if you go to a club, everybody go home. Somebody may have a shootout in the parking lot. Club is over, but at the end of the day, they're going to magnify the fact that it was at this club and who was there that night. So they did, and you know, we were arguing, and they were being real disrespectful. They really, to the point it made me feel a certain way. You know, I tried to call, like, you know, that ain't cool, quote unquote. They was doing their job, and me and the morning show host got into it, and I called her a fat ass.
That's so. It?
That's it. So I think, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you, I think I'm a very powerful person. So when you're able to accomplish the things that I've accomplished, it's one of them situations, you either join them or you got to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the perfect door opener for them to be like, you know what, he's a threat, we just need to move him, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's all it was. But the thing is, it's all on God's time, and I'm getting bigger and bigger by the minute, and I know it's burning them up like every day. Especially when Beyonce came out there with me, I know that just people's hearts drop.
Did you see her the other day though?
Yeah, I didn't get to see it. She was, but I know she was amazing.
Of course.
I tell people, I'm always a supporter, but even if I don't get to see it, you don't have to tell me. I know what she's going to do. Like, period. No doubt in my mind. She's the greatest. So, and she's from our city, you know, so it's H-Town to the death.
It's your sister.
Man, Trey the Truth, thank you for coming through Shopedia, man. You're the greatest in my eyes, because beyond the phenomenal music, how dope Hometown Hero is, make sure y'all stream it. I streamed it on Tidal, and I got my download card. Beyond that, the truth behind the person is just as important as the talent they have on that microphone.
Man, it's so crazy. When I do my interviews, we never really even get to the music. There's so much other stuff going on with me, but I feel like it just go hand in hand, man. It's all the same. Because I can't change me, I'm me, you know. So different people be intrigued by different stuff.
Man, but the dope thing about it is all of this is in the music, you know. All of this is in the music. Everything is anchored by the music. And that don't happen a lot. Sometimes you talk to people about their personal lives and you don't hear about that in the music because they're not rapping their lives.
I definitely, man, you know. That's why when people even compare me to Pac in a sense, I don't really catch backlash as opposed to how others be like, oh, you can't consider that, because we both stand for the same thing. We both been through all kinds of stuff, the music, the passion, just the way we are for the people in general. So it's just, at the end of the day, it's another chapter in my life, you know. It's part of my legacy, a lot of stuff that I have going on. So music is slightly 10% of my life. And that, you know, music I've been doing it my whole life, so, but it's 10% of what I deal with and I go through.
Trey the Truth, Houston's own hometown hero, right here in Chicago with Shop PD.
It hurt, but I won't cry. Wish I could turn back.
close. Ain't no mistaking, I've been here before. Wish I could hug him and tell him I love him, I need him around. Never forget about the moment this casket went into the ground. Screw, how you doing? Heard you upstairs somewhere with Hawk and Pat. Yeah, I'm still ripping, drunk in the air, body rocking this lack. That was a fact. Told them they nothing if they ain't screwed up. Just know that I gotcha. Every song I make, I